Now,
the rest of the story. It is a contradiction, a case of adjacent threads, light and dark. In the greater American tragedy, New York City's magnificent Lincoln Center and the scruffy little scrap of grass and trees across the street called Richard Tucker Park. Look here, and you see a shining cultural mecca known throughout the world. Turn your head just a little bit, and you see upturned before you the underbelly of American society, the drug dealers and the down-and-outers, defying that which is their neighbor from the arguable safety of the shadows of Richard Tucker Park. I dare you to break the glacial ice and confront the face of hopelessness, and yet be warned that like Medusa's visage, it could freeze you into stone, that man over there, for example. Let me give you a rare glimpse into the eyes of one who has seen too much. His name is Jens, J-E-N-S, Danish origin of which belies the fact that his hometown is Stevens, Arkansas. Jens is a man who, as many others here, has stood at the threshold of his own private desperation and has crossed over into a Hades-like netherworld, curiously devoid of all of the things that suggest life. Looking backward over his shoulder, he sees an alcoholic father, a physically abusive mother, a region of the South particularly hard hit by the Depression. He sees the idealistic young man that was himself, lured from his home by the promises of big city opportunity, drawn to New York by its iridescence, its magnificence, and eventually its disappointments. "You won't cut it here," he was told repeatedly. "Go back to Arkansas, where you belong." But he stayed, and he knocked on doors until his knuckles bled. From a $46 a month unheated apartment on the outskirts of Harlem, he emerged daily to seek his elusive fortune, but it was nowhere to be found. And then, what anyone who knew Jens might have deemed inevitable, a nervous breakdown. A state mental institution scraped him off the sidewalk, and for a time, time stood still. When he was released, he was homeless except for a wooden bench on the snow-speckled grass in the shadow of Lincoln Center, a place that's otherwise nowhere, called Richard Tucker Park. What kept Jens alive through the aimless days and interminable nights was something nobody else could see or hear, something dancing in his head like sunlight shimmering on a bay, something beckoning him, beseeching him, soothing him, the echoing voice of a childhood romance, a love not entirely lost, called music. Jens had adored music as a boy, and that of one composer in particular, Mozart. And so even now, the strains of the great Jupiter Symphony entwine themselves about Jens, caressing him through the torment of cold and hunger and homelessness, and each night, as he lay on the hard wooden park bench in uneasy slumber, the melodious voice of Mozart would search him out in the darkness, and without fail would find him and serenade him and lead him into a land of sweeter dreams. And for Jens Nygaard, the tattered wanderer of Tucker Park, almost miraculously, those sweet dreams one day came true. Today, a dozen years since he left the park for higher ground, Jens is performing the music that once sang him to sleep beneath a blanket of smog and stars. He is performing Mozart in public as a pianist and as a full-time conductor in one of the nation's most popular and prestigious musical ensembles. It's said that in rare moments of respite from a full and fulfilling schedule, conductor Jens Nygaard, even today, may be found sitting neatly attired on a bench in Richard Tucker Park, gazing about him in empathy and gratitude and wonder. For you see, that park still languishes in the shadow of splendid Lincoln Center. But Lincoln Center is now the concert hall home of Jens Nygaard's symphony orchestra. And now you know the rest of the story.